I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we are getting to know another Knoxville senior this time. Finally, well, I'm getting been kind of waiting for Janie Mosdam from the Knoxville girls tennis squad. Janie, how you doing today?
Good, doing good. It's a little chilly outside, but good.
Yeah, as we're talking, at first week or so of practice, how is that going?
Yeah, it's going great. It's always a big transition going from the indoor courts that I practice on to outdoor courts, but it's been great. The weather, thankfully, has been cooperating for the most part, which is really rare this early in the season, especially for an Iowa spring. So we've been really getting the most out of it during our practices.
All right. What is a pregame or pre-match ritual when, you get to the courts? What do you do? What do you got to do there?
Yeah, I listen to music just to kind of help me get in the mindset. I have a special game day playlist that I listen to just to kind of get me hyped for my matches and get my mindset where it should be.
Well, that was the next question on the list. What is the favorite warm-up song that you go to?
There's a lot of Taylor Swift, but if I'm trying to get, like, hype, it's not, like, a specific song. There's a lot of Drake, a lot of Kendrick, Lamar. But a favorite song, one that I could scream sing, is probably All Too Well 10-minute version by Taylor's version, but it is a 10-minute long song, so sometimes it's hard to get in, but maybe I'll sneak it in on the bus.
I've heard Taylor Swift mentioned a couple times. Are you a Swiftie?
I am a Swiftie.
Okay. Post-game meal or restaurant do you like to go to after a match?
Sonic.
There's no Sonics in Knoxville, so where do you go?
So when we go to Centerville or Davis County, I think, we always stop. It's a team favorite. Just the atmosphere there is fun, and there's some good memories associated with it. So,
opposing place, opposing court that you may have had a good memory on or a good match that you tend to like to play at?
I think the Seidel tournament is always fun if the weather cooperates, of course. The Grinnell courts are always, that's always a fun meet to go to. So,
what's a hobby that Janie has?
I do nails, so I enjoy doing my friends' nails, doing my own nails, kind of using it as my creative outlet.
Is that something maybe as a career, or just have something to do on the side?
Yeah, just kind of a side hobby. Not really something I'm looking to pursue later in life, I guess.
You a movie watcher, and what's a favorite movie?
Probably like my all-time favorite comfort movie is Turning Red. It's a Pixar movie. It's on Disney Plus, and I put that on whenever I want to fall asleep to something nostalgic.
TV show or YouTube channel?
Criminal Minds.
Okay, just kind of like the investigative type of thing?
Yes, I love it.
Holiday, what's the favorite holiday you like to do?
I really love Halloween. I love dressing up, and I love just like all the decorations and stuff. So I think, yeah, Halloween.
Favorite costume that you might have had growing up?
One year I dressed up as a cupcake, and that was really fun. I remember it was really warm, too, and it was cold that year, so it was really nice being all bundled up, and I got a lot of compliments, so fourth grade me loved it.
All right. What high school sports and activities other than tennis are you involved in?
Do you want the full list?
Yeah, I understand. You are pretty busy.
Okay. So in the fall, I'm a part of the marching band, cross country, and student senate. During the winter, I kind of have my off season, and I'm only a part of mock trial. And then during the spring, I'm a part of tennis, mock trial, book club, camera club. There's more, but I think I'm forgetting. But yeah.
You are very busy. How do you pack all that in? And I know it doesn't all happen at once, but how do you pack all that in and, be the student that you are?
It's definitely taken a lot of getting used to, a lot of time management skills that I've learned over my 4 years here at Knoxville, and just learning how to keep a healthy balance on my plate of all my activities and learning how to divide my time equally amongst all activities. But it's been a really great skill to have, being able to manage my time, so I'm thankful for that.
Best high school sports memory?
Back-to-back conference champs probably, or conference champ tops it. Those are both really good memories for me, winning those tournaments. So,
when you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up, and has that changed?
I wanted to be the president of the United States, and that definitely has changed. Not really my cup of tea now.
I can see what is. Have you decided, or still trying to decide what you want to do?
Yeah, I'm going to Iowa in the fall with a major in marketing, so I'm planning on using my interest in like beauty and nails and turning that and using that, interest along with my interest in marketing and business, and hopefully combining those into the best possible career for me in the future.
Who is a role model and why do you look up to them?
Definitely my older sister. She kind of paved the way for me throughout high school. She also loosened up my parents' strictness, which is really nice. Shout out Olivia. But yeah, definitely Olivia. She's just really helped guide me throughout high school and my life. So.
And of course, the question, do you have siblings? Yes, you do. I covered your sister and her tennis and other events. Obviously, you get along with her very well.
Yeah. We're like two peas in a pod. We have been since I was born, so very tight bond with her. Miss her a lot, but yeah.
Now this one might be a little confused. Think carefully on this one, Janie. Hawkeyes or Cyclones, or is there another team that you root for?
Oh, I gotta say Hawkeyes. I'm gonna be a Hawk next year, so definitely Hawkeyes.
It's gonna be a little split in the family. Doesn't Janie go to Iowa State?
I know. We've joked a lot. It's a house divided four ways. My dad went to UNI, my mom went to Notre Dame. So nobody is rooting for the same team, but we encourage the joking, and it's a fun time.
Yeah, I'm still a little frosty about Notre Dame beating Indiana in the football playoff, but your mom and I will discuss that later. Best vacation you've ever been on?
Ooh, last summer, my family took a trip to Croatia, and we island hopped around each island, and that was definitely the trip of a lifetime. It was so awesome, and I'd do it 1,000 times again.
What app on your phone do you use the most?
Probably TikTok, as much as my dad would be shaking his head right now. Definitely TikTok, yeah.
If you could go on a shopping spree in any store, where would it be?
Sephora. I love makeup and skincare and all that. It really interests me, so definitely Sephora.
What's the top thing on your bucket list?
I want to visit Sweden. It's always been one of those places that I think would be really interesting, or just anywhere up there, Finland, Denmark, and the Scandinavian area.
Famous person in history you would like to spend a day with? They can be living or they could have passed on.
Is it bad if I say Taylor Swift?
You can say Taylor Swift. Why Taylor Swift? Just because you like her music and everything?
Yeah, I just think it'd be really interesting to see what she does for a day. And I mean, I love her music and I'm a big fan, so I think I'd say Taylor Swift.
And if you could play another sport that you currently don't participate in, what would it be?
Probably lacrosse. It always has looked very interesting and I've always wanted to try. So.
All right. Well, Janie Mosdam, thanks for letting us get to know you and best luck this year in tennis.
Thank you.
That's Janie Mosdam. Let's get to know on KNIA KRLS on today's Lely Radio Sports page.